Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday night, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Your way. Talking about the world's softest pajamas. Available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. They are created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny. Like cashmere, only better. More than a gift, these pajamas, the world's softest ones, are a feeling. An invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today, give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, the Web Boys, the Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Chevy? Take a test drive at Web Chevy in Oak Lawn. Schedule your appointment by visiting WEBBChevy.com. That's WEBBChevy.com. Find new roads.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealer today.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales stocks not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow at 6 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Bears will begin preparing for the Packers tomorrow at Hallis Hall, and despite all the new faces on the Bears the last couple of seasons, Akeem Hicks told Mully and Hanley that the team understands how important Sunday's game is to the fans.
Exciting, man. I got to tell you, I've been to Lambeau Field one time beforehand, and I was with the New Orleans Saints, and it still has that type of, you know, that feeling, that air when you go in there. But to go in there as a Chicago Bear is a whole different feeling, right? You're in there for a dog fight. Like, it's something to prove. They say if there's one game that you got to win, it's against the Green Bay Packers.
Bears making a roster move this morning, picking up offensive lineman Matt McCants off waivers and placing Mike Adams on IR. Bears also learned they will not play overseas in London in 2017. The Blackhawks are on the road at Madison Square Garden tonight to face off with the Rangers. Both Jonathan Toews and Brent Seabrook will play in this one, according to Coach Joel Quenneville. Duncan Keith sat out the morning skate. He's under the weather but still expected to play. Puck drops at 6 o'clock on this one. Former Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau will take on current Bulls coach Fred Hoiberg tonight at the UC when the Bulls play the Timberwolves. Tibbs says today he has nothing but happy memories of his time with the Bulls.
It's always great to come back, you know, so, and obviously I had an opportunity this summer with Team USA, but, you know, when you come back, it's, you know, a lot of fond memories of being here, so I'm looking forward to it.
Bulls and T-Wills tip tonight at 7, and a little hot stove action up on the north side. MLB Network's John Morosi says the Cubs have been in touch with the Tigers about lefty reliever Justin Wilson, while CSN's Patrick Mooney says the Cubs are still interested in starter Tyson Ross. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. Caring and Compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you so much, Julie. Julie DeCaro had our updates today and helped us discuss bathrooms. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski. The best. Thank you, men. Kevin Zipak helped out. And Rick Camp, right? Camperoo. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, Zipak did nothing.
You did nothing. That's just an old habit of typing. Z-Pack. It should read Campy, and we thank Campy and love Campy. Brian Gersh says the video streamer does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thank you to our guests, too, Ross Tucker, Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, and John Krasinski from both The Office and the Associated Press covering the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tomorrow on the show, Mike Florio, Greg Gabriel, and more. Jason had to roll, and I am here with Boers and Bernstein. What's up, man? How are you?
Good, getting ready for some interesting basketball with all kinds of subtext and subplots and
why
not?
Yeah, but they're awful.
I did.
Actually, what are you talking about? Even hit in the head?
No, I know they're awful.
They suck.
They do, however.
However, comma?
They are, I want to say they're still the worst at defending the three-pointer. And the Bulls are the worst at making the three-pointers.
Oh, this ought to be fun.
So it's the stoppable
force. Oh, it's quite a contest now.
Against the movable object.
Oh, since you put it that way.
Now you got drama.
Well, I'm sitting front row for this.
Well, I would have watched those athletes, man. I mean, Levine and Wiggins and Towns are incredibly fun to watch as long as, you know, you're not looking for defensive skills and
stops.
Cohesion.
You know,
stops.
Stop. I think the defensive skills actually are there.
The skills are there?
I do think they are.
They usually are, right?
They are.
Yeah, they are. You can do it with athletes like that, sure.
Anybody who can play offense can play defense, a wise coach once said. But this, hey, you know, this. What I love, though, and I just got such a kick out of you, Steve Ashburner and others did a great job profiling Tom Thibodeau in his walkabout, in his sabbatical, and he was rested. Remember, he went to, like, the beaches of St. Thomas, and he was sleeping, and he was eating better. He was trim and happy.
He was running here, remember?
And learning. Yeah, he was running on the lake here, and he was going, and he was doing these externships.
Oh, right. He would go and hang out with different coaches all over the place.
And now he's, but it doesn't matter. I mean, because now he's you know, he's put all the weight back on. He leaves cadaverous and pale and screaming, and his hair's falling out, and it doesn't take long.
Well, he has really put on some serious weight. We were talking about this yesterday, too.
It doesn't take.
He's got another person under there.
Well, he stress eats too, and he doesn't sleep. When he's losing, he doesn't sleep.
Well, does he have enough pockets in the tracksuit to keep extra croissants and stuff like that?
Well, you must. Wow, that is a
looks like he's in the back of the Bada Bing. You know,
that's a
Vinny Pastore, right?
Well, you know, he took the high road today, as he does.
He always does.
And the guys laughed at me, and then we had a little fun imagining what the tribute video would be if they even did a tribute video tonight. Hey, here's footage of Tom watching film on the tribute video, essentially. But there's no tribute video to come. I assume they'll just pop his face up there.
Sure, and, three words is all you need.
And folks,
do your job.
job.
That's it.
Yep.
People will clap for him. People will clap lovingly for him. I think even if you were anti-Thibs last year, served as a, oh, I guess he wasn't the problem sort of moment, isn't it?
This is the thing, too. You
did it for you?
He was here for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He had a long run here. He had a good run. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, I feel exactly the same way about him as I did when I made the hire. That this is an all-time great defensive tactician. This is a guy whose basketball chops, whose knowledge, whose understanding, whose ability to watch film and innately understand the game are all but unrivaled. And I would have him as my top assistant no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing. But sometimes there are just other aspects of the job that undermine all of those preternatural abilities he has. He's the same guy he was when he took the job. He's the same guy for the reason it took him so long to get a job. All of it was true. All of it was known. And it's all the same. I don't really think anything has changed despite all of the Sturm und Drang that occurred.
I look back fondly, but I don't look back longingly. Like, no. And it's not about wanting Hoiberg.
No, it was time to go away.
It was time. He can be exhausting, and obviously their relationships were exhausting, and the undermining, and you get the owner writing the nasty letter on the way out, and everything. It's clear that the relationship had run its course.
When you had players avoiding the practice facility and practicing on their own at a private gym because he just never let them breathe. He never left. It was always on, always coaching, always grinding. And that at some point, it's just not healthy. And a lot of it became unhealthy. And a lot of people around the building just sort of began to view him as an ogre. Yeah. And it was enough. But like I say, he could have a spot on my bench anytime. And game planning and running a defensive practice, or a shoot around that day, putting in our plan, typing it up and setting it on those chairs and sending it out to their iPads. You're damn right.
Well, we'll see if these kids become willing and able to do what he needs them to do.
I heard some of your conversation before on Tom Brady. What was your conclusion on it? You were discussing him. I had to leave. I had to run and do something.
Yeah, that it's really hard to not say that he is the greatest of all time.
Well, he is.
It's and that the guy that I'm left with, at first I would think Elway, but really it's Montana that I end up left with, because Montana won before Rice and Taylor. He won with Dwight Clark and Freddie Solomon, and then he won a little bit in Kansas City with the likes of Willie Davis and Kimball Anders and that bunch. But Brady has the benefit of the rules and the benefit of the way that the quarterback is protected and coddled and those kind of things.
It cuts both ways, though.
Yeah.
I think the modernization of this league cuts both ways. I think that your adjustment factor could also give somebody points in the modern, or postmodern era, whatever you want to call it.
Because, to be this much better than everything.
And be as quarterback reliant. Part of the reason why those rules are in place is because that's it. I mean, the modern football, if your quarterback is good, you have a chance. If your quarterback is bad, you have no chance. And if your quarterback is great, you have an opportunity to make every part around him interchangeable.
I just think he leads the world in wins. I mean, I don't know how you – it's just not possible to ignore him anymore. He's got his Super Bowls. He's got his regular season wins. He's got – I don't know how many – when all said and done, how many Hall of Famers you'll say he's been throwing the ball to.
Moss and Gronk, if Gronk lasts, right?
Yeah, but not
Gronk, maybe even if he doesn't.
Well, yeah, Gronk already is pretty remarkable. But Moss, he had Moss for 4 years. Welker was good, but look, Deion Branch and David Givens and Troy Brown only for a while there at the end of Troy Brown.
Didn't they win one Super Bowl with a bunch of defensive backs playing wide receiver out of necessity?
Yeah, I think it's pretty tough to kind of turn your back on him, give him the cold shoulder on this one. I think it's just very difficult. I mean, when we see how teams are so up and down and so goofy and all the other stuff that the Patriots, I mean, once he's gone, I don't know what Belichick's going to do. Maybe quit, because that's what I do. But, I mean, I think there's something about him. And, I mean, he's going to be the MVP. We're missing the first four games of the season. He's going to be the MVP in 12 games is what he's going to do. I mean, I don't know how you – I just don't know how you get any better than what he's done.
No.
I don't know how anybody's ever played the game better than the way he does.
See, Elway was always your guy, Terry.
He was. Agreed. Yep.
And part of the Elway skill set is still intoxicating in terms of his ability to run and how different he was at the beginning than how he was at the end, and like kind of an aging fastballer who learns how to pitch. Elway, you know, turned into that guy a little bit towards the end.
There's nothing he couldn't do. Yeah. Except get pumped at a Super Bowl. But I mean, I think there's a between those two. And Joe obviously in there too. I just think there's something about them, and I don't know if it's just because Brady doesn't have the world's strongest arm. He can't throw the ball like Elway can throw the ball.
No, that's why I always go to Montana, who was his idol.
He can't. That's right.
Right, because Joe didn't have that. I just remember, you know, Walsh
clutch as hell too, Joe. I mean, he get the you need the ball down the field. He get the ball down the field.
And accuracy.
Yeah, which is what Tom does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever. I mean, I just look at it and I think the field is certainly narrowed, and it's added a guy, and the more he goes along here, and he has no intentions of quitting yet.
Doesn't seem like it.
Nope. So, I mean, the more you go along here, it's just getting harder and harder and harder to kind of avoid the obvious.
It's just such a remarkable organization to be what they are. I mean, Chris Hogan. They signed Chris Hogan.
Who the hell is he?
Was that the guy that hurt his hand early?
He's the guy who had 159 yards last night, including the 79-yard touchdown.
Yeah, after he came out, like, I thought he busted his hand.
They gave him 3 years at $12 million total after he did a little bit in Buffalo last year. And people said, oh, what are they doing there? And then here, look, I mean,
Where'd he go?
Oh, they just keep churning people in there. We'll see if they have enough on defense, having traded away both Chandler Jones and Jamie Collins, whether they have enough on defense.
That's true. That's a question.
Yeah, but they're certainly the best in the NFL right now.
I didn't think so. I wondered about them, and I still think the defense can be questionable at times and maybe a little worse than that, but man, it's hard to beat that guy.
Well, they look equipped to outscore you. I mean, that's the number one defense in the NFL that they did that to last night. And they were sloppy on special teams, or else that would have been an even bigger blowout.
Yeah, really? I'm not sure who the best team in the AFC. I'm not sure it isn't Kansas City, but I'm...
It can't be, can it?
Well...
It never can be.
Yeah, that defense just lost Derek Johnson, so, you know, that's going to be a blow to them.
I don't know. I don't know.
Look, and it was said yesterday, I think Eric Edholm said we're going to be surprised by the Super Bowl participants. And my
don't doubt it. Yeah.
That's great. I think why not? Why not have a tournament where you might be a little surprised and say, oh, look who ended up there. That's cool. Mm. It's been a while since you get something where you say, ooh, when the year began, we were not anticipating this. That's okay.
I got my heart sort of set on Oakland and Dallas within the last month or so, but who the hell knows, right?
Just sort of your childhood aesthetic.
Right. Yeah. But how about Patriots-Giants for a third time?
Sure.
Let's do that one again.
Absolutely.
Right, the goofy Eli gets a chance to show that he's better than Brady on a big stage yet again.
Either one of those would do a big number.
Yeah,
that would be a really... Yeah, and we were, you know, also mentioning yesterday, did you see that the Dallas-New York game was the highest rated Week 14 NFL regular season broadcast since 1989?
Really?
Yes. Since 89.
I wonder why.
The markets involved, the quality of the teams, and this is, I think we overthought. I think a lot of us overthought.
I did.
The ratings issue, the NFL ratings issue, and we're spiraling out. Is it Colin Kaepernick politicizing it, or is it the quality of the game and the flags and the parody? I think in large part it was the power of the election year and what it did to sort of tear everything asunder. And now people are settling down and getting back into
their old routine,
back into habits.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, yeah.
And baseball's over. Baseball was awfully fun.
I think that had something to do with it, too, especially considering
the baseball audience was pretty good.
Baseball audience was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But it's people come back home. People come back home to beloved NFL, and they are. They are. The numbers are rising across the board.
All right, boys, have some fun. What's on the show? Things, stuff, people, conversation.
We're going to talk with Matt Miller at 3. He is getting into the meat of some of his scouting work this time of year and coming out with big board stuff. I think his name came up in transition yesterday when we were looking at the possibility of Mitch Trubisky to the Bears. We'll talk about that. Second half, 3:30,
Mark Schanowski with his first weekly Bulls hit.
Yeah, at buddy.
Four, two words.
And then Hub Arkish at 5 o'clock on the Bears and the NFL.
All right, man.
Also, giveaways. Giving away Jets pizza, giving away Sport Clips haircuts. So it's good to listen today.
Enjoy your day. Enjoy your afternoon, folks.
You too.
Spiegel and Goff Show. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening to 670 The Score.
We'll be back with more Boars and Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. If there's one thing that's pretty obvious as it pertains to the relatively new commissioners in both Major League Baseball and the NBA, is that they're not afraid to adjust, to tweak, to modify for the greater good of the game. Exhibit A, the willingness for the D-League to experiment with four or possibly even five refs during a game. And while it may never fully be implemented, points for merely looking into the benefit. But here's something I think the league should absolutely adopt, subtly expanding the dimensions of the court in terms of width. Think about the evolution physically of not only the modern athlete, but the average human being. With stretch fours and centers who now routinely hover by the three-point stripe, it makes sense to allow for the extra space for these great athletes to show off their superior physical traits. Hey, the NBA is pretty damn good as it is right now, with so many ascending stars. Time for the next phase, even if it seems unconventional for some. I'm BT.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
For the first time, Webb Hyundai is offering zero APR on every new Hyundai, including Tucson, Santa Fe, and Elantra models at our two locations, Webb Hyundai in Highland and in Merrillville. Stop by or visit us at WebbHyundai.com.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
The new Webb Mitsubishi is now open in Merrillville. Stop in and test drive the all-new Outlander, now available with 0% financing. Webb Mitsubishi is on US 30 in Merrillville, just west of I-65, or at WebbMitsubishi.com.
Truck drivers, with the economy heating up heading for the holidays, Schneider is hiring truck drivers now and will be holding driver recruiting events near you. Meet a Schneider recruiter December 11th or 12th at Schneider's Costner Avenue facility in Chicago, or December 13th or 14th at the Radisson Hotel in Rockford. That's December 11th or 12th in Chicago, or 13th or 14th in Rockford. Get full event, driving job, and sign-on bonus details with a zip code search at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
ThisCorks.com.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes, and we have the perfect holiday gift for the Cubs fan in your life. It's the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD, featuring the most exciting moments of the Cubs championship season. It's only $19.99 plus shipping. Order yours now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
Order now so you get it in time for Christmas.
If you love the Cubs, you will love this CD. Order yours now.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hello.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make your summer promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best week. Keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Probably, and this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Matt Miller at 3, second half, 3:30. Mark Schanowski on the Bulls at 4. He will be appearing Tuesdays at 4 to talk about Daboo. And Hub at 5, giveaways, Jets pizza gift card, and a pair of 2-packs of haircuts from Sport Clips. You have to be listening between now and 6 for your chance to win. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boarsandbernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
But that dough.
We are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting 67011. Text Zone brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's boersandbernstein.com as well. And there is the radio.com app. That's for your mobile device. You download that and you can have the show with you. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
You come in here, you see Tom Brady. He's 39 years old. He's got this TB12 center here in Foxborough. I was going by there today to figure out what he's done. He has really worked hard on his lower body. His legs are in tremendous shape. He has that fast twitch motion back there. He watches every crumb that he puts in his body, every fluid that he drinks, and he's pliable. That's what he said. I read that. So I don't even know what pliable is. So I go by the TB12 center and I said, what is pliable? Easily bent, flexible. You got to be pliable. You look stiff.
You didn't know what the word pliable meant? Seriously?
I think he was just that part of his bit. I hope he does anyway.
I do too.
You know what else is weird about him?
What?
He wants the Rams to talk to him, but he really doesn't want the job.
So why do you think that is?
I don't get it. Whatever.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I really don't know. He wants to talk to them. But will he take the job? Everybody's around him says, no, he won't.
Then why would you waste their time? Do you want to advise them? I'm not quite sure.
We've wasted a lot of people's times over the years, haven't we?
That's part of the job description.
But job description is we're wasting your time.
Yeah, the Patriots really are a thing. They're one of the you slap that logo on something and it just gets better.
It's I'm telling you, and he hasn't always been throwing the Randy Moss. That's 4 years. I mean, I think Jerry Rice was around longer than that. I'm not even worried about the wide receivers. It's just how the hell he does it.
It's amazing.
It really is to me, especially at this age now where he's, you know, everybody kind of had him. Well, there's one last scene. The hell it is.
Chris Tannehill.
You're pliable. You want to stay, don't you?
This was
fun
awesome.
Night.
It's the most fun I ever had tonight.
Ever. That's saying a lot because you've had a lot of fun.
He's Captain Indestructo.
Always a superlative.
I know.
It doesn't have to be.
Can't say anything
just,
if he doesn't.
Just say you had a lot of fun. That's okay. It's fine.
He's pliable. 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 You got to be pliable. Pliable. You see? Pliable.
Pliable.
Easily bent. Flexible. This guy is pliable.
Pliability.
Pliable.
You're pliable.
What? You're all weird.
You know what? There have been a lot of football played. I think they're all punchy.
Yeah, I mean,
they're all just loopy.
At some point, this time of the season, and you get games out of hand, and people just start saying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? At least when Bill Walton does it, he knows he's doing a bit.
Every time he opens his mouth, that guy, he's something special. Quiet.
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena. That's tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. It's a night for returns. Let's start in New York, where the Blackhawks again match up against the Rangers. Antti Raanta will be in goal for New York, but Jonathan Toews and Brent Seabrook will both be back for the Hawks tonight. Duncan Keith, he likely will play after being ill and missing this morning's skate. As for the Bulls, they're back in action tonight over at the United Center with the Minnesota Timberwolves supplying the opposition. Rajon Rondo will be a game-time decision with a sprained ankle, and it's the return of former Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau, who was fired here a couple of years ago, but he well knows that coaches are hired to eventually be fired.
That's sort of like the nature of this league, so nothing lasts forever. And then you got to move on. And then, you know, you look forward to the next challenge, which I am. It's always good to come back here.
And Thibodeau's Timberwolves squad is just 6-18 so far this season. Family and friends will like whatever you get them this holiday, but why not get them something they'll love? A Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local bakery cafe for more details. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
And you've got Boys and Brains Center, what promises to be a busy Tuesday. That's the usual for Tuesday. I'm generally pretty busy, and they've got the extra bonus of Tom Thibodeau back in town, so hell yeah.
Yeah, they're not good.
Oh my God, I watched them four times. They suck.
Yeah, they're a really bad team. And they've also blown a lot of late leads.
It's been the
kind of recipe for Tom Thibodeau misery. And he's miserable even when he's winning.
Answer with meatloaf.
He's always miserable even when he's winning. He said, you know, you get the brief respite. I forgot the famous quote, you know, it's nice when you win and the rest of it is misery. And that includes all the point leading up to the win and I think even shortly thereafter because he's just a worrier by nature. But I don't think that we have to go through it. This is not necessarily a call to relive everything that happened or didn't happen.
Because we
know exactly what happened. And he was what you hired. And the team ended up being sort of the sum of these odd parts. And yeah, he got a lot out of these guys. And he did play some guys some really heavy minutes. And there was a belief on the part of management, not only the off-the-court stuff, but they really did think that he didn't allow for some younger players to develop because of how he rode the starters. And right now there's one team in the NBA that's got three starters in the top 15 in minutes played. And guess who it is? There's one team that has the lowest number of 30th out of 30 as far as minutes played by the bench. Guess who that is? And the team with the fewest number of points per game coming from their bench. That would be the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. And part of it, too, is as patient as you want a guy to be and say, hey, look, you know, he's president of basketball operations. There can be no friction with bosses when he's the boss. And I don't think ownership is saying boo to him at this point.
He's yelling at himself.
Well, he might. Who knows? Maybe he just screams himself in the mirror.
It's his baby.
It's all his. But those reports weren't wrong about him being impatient enough to pick up the phone and start calling around, knowing that these young pups are not quite getting it yet.
You know what, really, though? I mean, when you break basketball, that's why I love basketball, because it's the easiest sport for me to understand, because I'm basically a simpleton. What happened to him, what happened to the Bulls team, is what happened to a lot of teams in the 90s, a lot of teams in the 80s. It's the same thing. There was just one guy there that you couldn't get by. You're not going to beat them.
That's the sport you're in.
That's the sport you're in, dude. I mean, the Bulls were great. They were 62-20, as I recall. They were great. But there's always that one problem, unless you had that guy. I mean, it's not like, oh, my God, we got to grind and grind away, and maybe we'll have been. No, you're not. Not unless he's not there. When he goes away, then it's okay. But until he goes away, it's not going to happen, just as it didn't happen in the 90s once Michael got going. Until when? Until he went away.
Yeah, the legacy, one of the great Tom Thibodeau legacies, one of the great contributions that he's made, that someday when they hand out Lifetime Achievement Awards, the American Society of Streak Shooting Dwarves will bring him in and give him a laurel and hearty handshake and say, look, thank you for what you've done for this long list of tiny little men who can shoot a basketball. And I know this is an incomplete list, we've done it before on the fly, but C.J. Watson, DJ Augustine,
Nate
Robinson, mm-hmm. John Lucas III, Aaron Brooks. You know, there have just been, it's been guy after guy after guy. And who was the scrap heap 37-year-old Mike? What was his name? Who kept showing up and guarding people and playing? James?
No.
But Mike James, right?
Mike James.
Isn't that his name? It's just that this.
He
had an ability to do a lot for those people.
Yeah, those teams were fun and all that, but the problem is there's a lot of teams in the 90s that were fun. There was a lot of teams in the 80s that were fun, two in particular, but teams were fun. And go all the way back to the 60s, fun, good. 70s, fun, a lot of different. But really, it's that's why, again, this is why I love it. It's not that difficult to figure out. I don't need much. I don't need a protractor to figure this one out. I mean, you can watch the games and see what happened, and that's what happened to them. Look, without the giant there, mm-hmm. the Bulls are in the NBA championship. They're in it. They're playing for it.
But everything was just right, and it looked like, okay, that here's Derrick Rose flying over everybody and just knifing through people. You won one game.
You won one game, yeah.
That's all you got.
Good enough, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't
really... After winning the season series, I believe, and people seem to think that matters, but I think they did, but it doesn't. I mean, when those guys want to do it to you, they do it to you. You have no, I mean, you know, not that they're going to win every time, they don't. But when you're not quite as good, and when that guy wants to play his best, because LeBron's coasting through this. He's just readying himself for another meeting with the Warriors, and mm-hmm. that's going to be difficult. But I mean, it's just circumstance.
Yeah, I think that the feelings going into tonight's game, the feelings upon his return, most Bulls fans have just kind of moved on to whatever this sort of denouement is. And I don't know what this current Bulls iteration is, other than just another movie. It's not a particularly meaningful movie. But we asked for a different one, and we got it. It certainly feels lighter. It's certainly that all the thing about what I will remember about the Tom Thibodeau Bulls era. Part of it was the way he coached. Part of it was all of the subplots going on. Part of the injuries and the tension and everything else. That as good as they were, it was burdensome. It always felt heavy. it always felt like there was something else going on. You know, the fights on the between Derek and Jimmy and everything. It was never kind of free and easy.
Yeah, it was just ugly. But I mean, the fact is that even if you want to look back and say to yourself, well, what exactly happened here before all the ugliness began, before it really began and turned into just crap, bad feelings, and I'm the man. No, you're the man. No, I'm the man. The fact is, no matter, even at the best they ever could have been, they weren't going to win those series. It's really not that difficult to say whether they ended up infighting and all the other stuff, the injuries to Noah and the things that Rose said that just like irritated people for a couple, 3 years. It's like, what are you talking about?
But you're right.
About?
Even with all of that, the ultimate truth of basketball is you weren't getting past that guy.
That's the thing. That's the sport you get the truth.
Ball don't
lie.
The
truth comes and bites you in the ass.
Yep. You weren't going to get past that guy. And you know, it's such a hard fight still. Explain to try to convince people of that.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know how we had to go through it because of these measuring stick games, right?
Yes.
Statement games in the regular season.
Statements. So well, by my account, then they're better than the Spurs.
There you go. This prove this to them and prove that to them. And once you get to the playoffs, none of that matters.
No, it just doesn't. I mean, look, you weren't going to beat those Heat teams because they had three guys that are pretty good and one that was one of the greatest players ever, starting five guy. And I mean, that's the thing about it. You get the truth. Other sports, maybe you don't get the truth.
It's,
I don't know. Sometimes it bounces here, but you never know.
The opposite lesson is because we kept, and at least I sort of felt that going into these baseball playoffs with the whatever the Cubs.
Well, we knew the best team was right here.
We did. Mm-hmm. However, we know the baseball playoffs don't determine the best team.
Correct.
The 162 determines the best team. Mm-hmm. The playoffs determine the winner of the World Series. And it was sort of making sure that Cubs fans this year, last year, and ongoing through this era understand the very essence of baseball randomness and just know that variance trumps everything. And in basketball, it just damn doesn't.
And there's nothing, there's a beauty to it and a simplicity to from my simple mind that
I
like a lot. And love covering it, love being around it. So, I mean, I think there's a, you know, it's not like, uh-oh, what do you think their secret is? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Is it Bill Belichick? I don't know. What do you mean, what's their secret? You really think that you're going to trot out a team that's going to beat LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh?
No,
I don't think so, unless you bring back Michael.
When we come back, we'll give away a two-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. 312-644-6767. You've got Boers and Bernstein on the score.
The winning makes it enjoyable. Other than that, it's you know, misery.
What better way to celebrate the holiday season than with the 12 days of Cubsmas?
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
Starting tomorrow, we're replaying the best 12 Cubs games of the season.
No-hitter for Arrieta! John Lester with a beautiful bunt!
The 12 days of Cubsmas, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now. For a limited time, you can lease the Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 due at signing. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, the Web Boys, the Web Boys.
Searching online for a new or certified pre-owned Chevy? Take a test drive at Web Chevy in Plainfield. Schedule your appointment by visiting WebChevyPlainfield.com. That's WebChevyPlainfield.com. Find new roads.
The whole town's talking about the Web Boys, and the Web family promises why. See your Web family dealers today.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I don't have a problem with those guys. I really don't. They, you know, they have a job to do. I had a job to do. You know, unfortunately, we had some injuries along the way, and so it didn't end up maybe like we all would have liked. But I don't have any problem with those guys. 90% of it was great. And everything in life, there's, you know, 10% that's not going to be perfect. And, you know, I think you learn from everything. And so when I look back, I think back positively about all that happened here.
Well, yeah, your first shot as an NBA head coach, you should look at it positively. Yeah, you got your, and the thing about Tom Thibodeau is that, you knew, it didn't take long for everybody here to figure him out. You kind of got it if you're paying attention to all the Bulls. It wasn't like, man of mystery, huh? No, not in the least. I mean, you kind of got it right away. And I would, if I'm him, and I look at my first chance to do it, first chance to run a team, and a guy who paid his dues to do so, I wouldn't look back at it with any regret. You say, well, there's always going to regret because you're not going to win a championship. Well, no.
Five years.
Yeah, I mean,
you had a five-year run and multiple playoff appearances and all kinds of regular season victories that didn't really amount to much other than getting some individual awards and a Coach of the Year award, and it vaulted him into
a $10 million a year job.
Sure, and you get to the USA Basketball, you get to the international stage and widespread acclaim as a tactician. Mm-hmm. And previously, he was sort of a coach's coach.
Yeah, nothing would have ever happened without it.
So, yeah, I mean, I give Tom a great deal of credit for being consistent about taking the high road. He also didn't, I've been around some coaches too who publicly say one thing and then conduct an orchestrated whisper campaign that does the opposite, trying to cover all bases to all people. And, you know, people say stuff, people let down their guard, and people are open and honest. And sometimes that comes back around, but he didn't orchestrate anything like that, like other guys have done in the past, where you take one face publicly and then another face privately. So, you know, I think to some extent he understood that after a long time of doors being closed, a lot of interviews that resulted in nothing, and a lot of his reputation, and a well-deserved reputation, mm-hmm. getting in his way. And finally a team said, you know what? We know he's got some socialization issues.
Yes.
We know it. We know that he has some obsessive traits that can lead to some blind spots. We know that, but you know what?
The thing bottom line on is that we know there are some reasons why it took so long for him to get a head coaching job.
Exactly, and nothing changed at all.
Not a bit.
In that initial scouting report. That's why I said what I said, that my opinion of him is just sort of the same as it was before, that this guy made his bones as a championship game planner of defense. And
where he was at.
To this day, I think that's what he is. And whether or not in these sojourns with his buddies in Popovich and Steve Clifford and Doc Rivers and Mike Krzyzewski, if he really has learned, maybe. But I know this is the same Tibbs as Tibbs as he ever was.
Oh, if you watch them play, he is as Tibbs as he ever was.
And he's screaming and stomping and waving and MFing and Jesus effing Christ.
I think what I liked, a lot of things about him, and there's a lot of things you just wonder, you wish he would calm down and just relax for a second, and then coaches just don't have it in them. But talk about coaches who tell you one thing and then actually say another thing and may tell you something off the record. And a guy I always got along with, the first coach I covered was Kevin Lockery.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, long-time NBA guy. Murph was a guy, but long-time guy. So he'd learned the ropes about dealing with putheads like me, mm-hmm. right? I mean, he dealt with guys like me forever. So.
Sure.
But you know what? He told me within, a week after Michael Jordan is in camp, he said, you know, Terry, yeah, what is it, Murph? I think that in time, I'm coaching the best basketball player who ever lived. I said, Orlando? Really?
He's come Orlando that far? Orlando Woolridge is the best player that ever lived?
Really? And he laughed. He goes, give me a beer, Freddie. This guy's crazy. But he would never, that I recall, say much of that for the record. It's like you can't offend everybody on your team by saying this kid here is better than all you idiots put together. And why don't you all leave?
But you know what? Eventually, they didn't take long for Orlando and everybody else to understand it. It's not your team anymore, big fella.
Orlando's feelings were so hurt. He thought it was his team. You talk about guys dealing with like Jimmy and Derek and all that stuff we went through. Oh, my God, I saw it like worse than you'd ever imagine with those guys, because they thought it was their team. It was their time. It's my team now, because mm-hmm. you know Woolridge, that was 19 points a game, a decent rebounder. He wasn't exactly a guy who would get in your way on defense, but he was there. I mean, ready to take over the, you know,
a prideful player too. I mean, he carried himself like a star.
Well, yeah, good guy.
And you know, you're talking about a mm-hmm. smart guy.
Smart guy's right.
Who, you know, went major college, high profile, and
a hell of a college team.
A hell of a college team. And Orlando Woolridge sort of, you know, he was ready to
my turn.
Ready for his close up.
My turn. Except that Lockery said this. He said something very similar to that after one day of practice. He walked out from behind the at Angel Guardian. He said, Terry, yeah. He said, I just saw something I never thought I'd see before. I said, what? He said, this kid is unbelievable.
it's great.
I said, is that for the record? He said, no.
It just took a practice for him to realize.
Yeah. Yes, one practice.
One practice. Brandon is calling from his car. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for making it.
Hey, I thought you guys used to be of the opinion that the best team always wins a 7-game series.
In basketball, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
not in baseball.
Not so
much. No, that,
hockey.
No. Hockey has more built-in randomness.
That's why what the Hawks have done is so remarkable.
You don't think basketball does? I mean,
nope.
No.
No.
Name me random NBA champions.
Okay.
No, seriously.
I look at it and I think, you know, with referee calls and...
Name an unexpected or random NBA champion.
I think Cleveland was last year.
Oh, my God. They got LeBron James.
But getting there to where they got, I mean, he's been there before, but it is LeBron. And you're right. The world was against him, but I don't think that's random.
That's not random.
That's not random.
It's one of the greatest players in the history of team sports flexing his muscle.
They were the best team out of the East. I agree. I just didn't see it against Golden State. And then when you look and you think, okay, well, man, the Sixers?
You're right.
The Sixers with Moses?
Moses and Doc and Bobby Jones and Cheek.
The best six man. Is Bobby Jones the best six man ever?
I'm pretty damn close to it. Yeah, he could do a lot of things. But they went and got Moses.
I mean.
They brought Moses in from the mountain.
Yeah, it's not. Very simply, in other sports, there's turn-taking. In other sports, even in hockey, your best player is still taking shifts. Even if you double shift him, it's still turn-taking. In football, you can only get the ball into the hands of your best players so often, and sometimes in football, you do that too often, they're dead. Mm-hmm. And in baseball, your best hitter is only up four or five times. Your best pitcher is only going every couple of five days.
Even if you start that three games in a seven-game series, we saw what effect that can have on you. So
we did see that. But in basketball, your best player, and if you've made it that far, that guy is one of the best who's ever lived. Because you look at champions, they have Hall of Famers on them, with rare exception. You go back to the 05 Pistons or whatever it was, and maybe they'll end up having a couple, but the exceptions are there. But... you know, you not only can one of the great players...
So you don't think Bill Russell's teams were in a coincidence?
That one of the great players of all time can have the ball every time down the floor, but can also guard the other team's great player.
And when Michael wasn't winning in the 90s, who won the other couple there?
That would be Hakeem Olajuwon. Right.
All right, just checking.
So Jim Suhan of the Minneapolis Star Tribune is going to join us, and we'll see. Because they know the Tom Thibodeau experience, right? He's a native son.
Yeah.
They know him.
Yeah, this should be fun, though. Jim's always a delight.
So he will be next on The Score.
This holiday season, give your favorite Cubs fan the gift they want. Cubs gear.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Visit the official Cubs team store located downtown at 663 North Michigan Avenue today. The new store is open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
We're only better. Talk about Dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to the both of you. Now, you know you don't have to wrap, because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging and, of course, Christmas delivery guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them The Score sent you. I love you.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world.
Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
CBS Wednesday. Two generations will clash.
Calling you out.
Millennials versus Gen X.
The millennials, they don't have a clue.
The older generations, they've been brainwashed.
Two tribes head.